Hi, friends. Welcome to today's podcast with Courage. I'm Jessica Stong. As always, we talk about small acts of courage because we know it matters. And today, I'm so excited to be talking to you about the cycle of courage. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute, as my seven-year-old says. And we know that courage isn't one act. It's a series, a cycle of intertwined processes and decisions that shape the course of our lives. And at the core of the cycle is our thoughts and our cognition. So today we're going to be talking about that power. And that is the first pillar of the cycle of courage, knowing that it's an iterative process. But I want to take a deep, hopefully transformative dive into this essential pillar that I've passionately, wildlessly developed over the years. And this cycle of courage is one of you know, trial and error and hardship and listening to people's stories. And it's like this cognition is the master key to the doors of our mind. And so I want to talk about that. This impacts our emotions, our perceptions, our actions, and ultimately our outcomes, our results. And I want you to think about this, that every story you've heard, but also every feeling you've felt and every decision you've made boils down to this. How do you think? Why do you think the way you think? And that gets at the deeper root level causes. And can you understand, or how do you understand how your thoughts lead to a life filled with more intention, more purpose, more connection, and of course, yes, more courage? So I want to first unravel cognition. Because when we say cognition, yes, it's a fancy term pulled out of my psych textbook. Yes, it starts with C because I needed four things that start with C because I love, you know, I love the acronyms. I love all the alliterate. I love all the things, right? But cognition is really the essence of our daily experiences. I think of cognition as the backstage crew of a theater production. That's what I love theater. So of course I'm going to use it, but you don't always see it, but it's always there ensuring everything runs smoothly. Or maybe it's like the operations of a business. Cognition encompasses our mental processes, like things like perception, awareness, reasoning, judgment, but it's more than just thinking. It's the lens of which we see the world. It's all of those stored memories. It's all of the things that, you know, our schemas, the things that hold us back. It's the interpretation of a friend's comment, the feeling when your favorite song comes on, the decision to take the path less traveled. And our past experiences, beliefs, values, our cultural backgrounds all shape this lens. And we often, in the work of coaching, we're like wiping away the dirt and the grime that has clouded this lens. And we all have these like filters or dirt on our lenses, whatever we want to go with, whatever analogy or metaphor. I've got to look up the difference. Let's be honest. And so your background really colors that. And these filters and what we see impact our interpretations, guiding our emotions and the feelings we feel. I love this, this idea that two people could walk out on a rainy day, or let's be honest, you at different times could walk out on a rainy day, and one person could say, oh my gosh, I love the rain. It reminds me of my time in London. This is going to be a great day. I love the rain. And then another person could say, or you in a different time could say, I hate the rain. It's miserable. It's so gloomy. I don't want to deal with this. I'm just going to stay inside all day and sit in my annoyance, right? Or disappointment. So you see that these are the same external events, but two entirely different internal experiences, all because the power of cognition. And so this leads me to want to talk about the TEAR process, and this is its own podcast. So I'm going to quickly zip through this, but as we navigate the maze of our thoughts and our feelings, there's a powerful tool I developed from the cognitive behavioral therapy world. And it's really this cognitive behavioral triad, or thoughts are feelings are behaviors, but I just flipped it vertically so that you can, it's just easier for me to work with rather than a triangle. So I want to talk about each step, knowing that we can enter the TEAR process at any of the steps. So our thoughts, these are the silent whispers or loud screams in our mind, right? You all know what it's like to have those thoughts constantly interpreting, predicting what that feels like, narrating our experiences for good or for bad. It's that immediate assumption we make about a situation. It might be, I'm not good at this, or I've got this, or this will be fun. Now I want to go to emotions in the process. These are our internal barometers. So our thoughts influence our emotions influence our thoughts. Based on this, we feel good, we feel bad, we feel everything in between. And in cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the hardest part for me, all feelings are valid. I, because of an Enneagram 7 presentation, I only want to feel happy. And I'm learning that I only want people around me to feel happy. But think of all the feelings that we can feel. I love even feeling nostalgic like that. But if you think of a negative past event, you might feel sad. If you focus on something happy, you're going to feel happy. So then we move on to actions. Emotions are powerful motivators. So our thoughts impact our emotions, emotions impact our thoughts. Emotions impact what? Our actions. And so our emotions propel us to act or not act in certain ways, right? We all know that. If we're anxious because of a particular thought, like I can't do this, we avoid a situation. It impacts our actions. If we're excited, thinking this will be fun, we approach opportunities or situations with excitement, right? And so then we get to results, which is it's like our actions driven by our emotions and our thoughts lead to tangible outcomes. So if you believe you're capable, you might take on challenges that lead to growth and success. If doubts cloud your thoughts and fear grips your emotions, you might stay in your comfort zone, missing out on potential breakthroughs. I think about this often when we think about a job interview. If you walk into the room with the thought, I'm underqualified, I won't get this. Well, guess what? That's going to lead to the feeling of insecurity, of falseness, of like feeling so scared. And it will impact your actions. You're not going to state clearly. You're not going to stay in that like assertive communication, which will lead to a less favorable outcome or result. And contrast this with entering the room with like, I even feel it in my body. Our thoughts create sensations in our bodies. Our sensations in our bodies create our thoughts. That's another piece that we're going to get to later when we go all the way through the TEAR process. But like, I have a unique experience. I have unique experiences that make me a very qualified candidate. Well, how are you going to feel? Confident. And you're going to present yourself. You're going to take action. And then you're most likely, it might have a memorable impact. You might not get the result you want, but you're going to get a result that leads to new thoughts, new behaviors. And the beauty of the TEAR process is that it's interconnected. So you can tweak the result you want and then decide, I want to think a different thought. We can influence the entire cycle. By changing a single thought, we can alter our emotions, shift our actions, and transform our results. This journey of self-awareness and intentional living is just starting with the power of our thoughts and recognizing them, even our unconscious thoughts, which is what a lot of the work I do in coaching. I keep it pretty simple on the podcast because it's just easier, right? So we want to shift our thoughts to shift our outcomes, our life. The natural question becomes, how do we harness this understanding to lead a life of greater intention, resilience, and courage? What does cognition have to do with this? The secret lies in recognizing that while we can't always control our external circumstances, we can't control our external circumstances. We possess a profound ability to manage our internal landscape, our thoughts, our cognition. And the first step is awareness. You got to get clear. Is cultivating a heightened awareness of our patterns, of our cognition. Think of it as like tuning that radio dial to the frequency. And there was like, in the olden days, as Theo would say, you know, that static, and you're going to tune it to the right frequency. Is that the word we want to use? And you're going to be able to hear, and you're actively listening. And as you navigate your day, you start noticing the automatic thoughts that crop up from your schemas, from all the things in your past. And whether your internal critic is saying you can't do this, or there's the optimist, I'm like, there's the critic, there's the optimist saying every challenge is a learning opportunity. We're going to navigate that, and recognizing these voices without judgment. Then our next step is we're going to challenge and question. Once you've honed in on these automatic thoughts, you're going to do some cognitive detective work. So you're going to start challenging these thoughts. For example, I always fail at tasks. Like my underlying, the work I do in everything is I'm a failure. I'm not worthy, right? Like everything goes back to that. And I'm convinced I'm not worthy. We all go back to that. But we're going to find places where we might have had small successes or learned valuable lessons from setback. Or is there alternative ways to view a situation? Could we look at cognitive distortions? Could a failed project be seen as a stepping stone? And that's the great work we do in therapy, because we can't always do it in our own brain. And then the third step is reframe and replace, as always. So after questioning without judgment, we begin the process of reframing. And this isn't like, I'm the best at this. It's a more constructive or neutral angle to your thoughts. For example, this task is too hard might be, I'm working to believe that this task isn't too hard for me, or this task will help me grow and acquire new skills. Do you see what we don't go like, I'm great at this task. I get an A+ at everything I do. Like it's your brain is going to reject those thoughts. So in with this deep work, we see what are we doing and how do we reframe and replace in a way that our brain's like, no. Fourth, we do a feedback loop so that every effort to shift our cognition creates a feedback loop, right? As we challenge, reframe, and replace negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, we experience a shift in our emotions and in our thoughts. Whether that's intentionally, unintentionally, it happens. So we're going to look at that. We're not just going to operate on autopilot. We're going to really, really reflect and provide that the work necessary for the cycle. And we know that consistency is key. Cognitive shifts don't happen overnight. It's like flexing a muscle. When you have to go to the gym repeatedly, I think of this as the mind gym, right? The more you practice awareness, right? Challenge, reframe, stronger, you get stronger. Your cognitive skills, cognitive flexibility becomes stronger. And over time, you see that these practices become more intuitive. You can self-coach. And so you will change your life. And I just invite you to become a curious explorer of your mind. It's so much fun, and yet it is so hard. So I want to talk finally about the change, like implementing change. And that's the fourth pillar, because we don't recognize what we do when we go to change. But I want to talk just about cognition. And this is the foundation for which courage is built and sustained. And so courage isn't this one-time burst of bravery. It's a well-considered decision, often stemming from our thoughts. When faced with adversity, I'm recording this at 6:20 a.m. whilst my family is still sleeping, but our cognition guides whether we freeze, cower, whether we confront, fight, whether we retreat, whether we rise. In the cycle of courage, understanding and mastering our cognitive processes is the fuel that keeps the cycle moving, sweet friends, inspiring acts of everyday bravery. So I want to talk about some strategies to integrate cognition into your lives, right? Into courage. So I love mindful meditation. And this is mindfulness. You can meditate, you can reflect on your thoughts, you can write down your daily thought download. You can do a daily tear process that we've discussed. You can pray, you can do centering prayer. Whatever works for you, we learn to observe our thoughts without getting entangled in them. So I will pray and just, here you go, God, here's all my thoughts. And I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to temper what I say, right? This clarity can lead to more courageous choices as we respond rather than react to situations. Next, I want to talk about, and this is really part of this meditation or mindfulness, is visualization. Envision scenarios that require courage of you. Over time, these mental rehearsals change our cognitive patterns, making it easier to really harness that courage in real life situations. And then affirmations, develop, and I call them anchor thoughts, but I recognize that people don't know what I mean by anchor thoughts. They are the positive affirming statements that anchor you to A, what you want to think, your cognition, but B, your vision of courage. And by regularly repeating these anchor thoughts, we slowly rewire your thought patterns to align with more courage and resilience and grit and grace. So I think that this is such a powerful time, but here's what I want you to do. I want you, a challenge to you is to do one of those mindfulness, visualization, or anchor thoughts. And so I want you to choose one for your challenge homework this week. And you're going to practice that. And what you're going to do, you're going to promise me, you're going to celebrate the small acts. In the cycle of courage, it's not about the large gestures. You're going to train your brain to notice anytime that you're mindful, anytime that you're able to visualize a situation, anytime that you're perhaps I don't feel courageous now, but one day I believe I can feel courageous. Like those new thoughts all matter. So you're going to really notice those and let your brain notice those. And here's the deal. Seek support. Maybe there's someone you want to talk to this week that can hear. Maybe you want to do coaching. Maybe it's a friend. I think sharing experiences and insights can be incredibly enriching. So I want to remind you that courage is not a one-time act. It's an ongoing journey. It's our life. It's at the heart of this is cognition. So I'm so thankful that you joined me today to learn about cognition. And really the way to harness our thoughts, change our limiting beliefs, and embrace positive cognitive patterns as we pave the way for boundless courage and growth. And so as I draw this episode to the close, I hope you understand this intricate dance between our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, and our results. And that we don't have to be just a passive observer of what's happening in our mind, that we can play a role. We are the director of our life's story, of our life's play, guiding every scene, every act, every moment, even though it's internal. We get to see the external. What's truly remarkable, I believe, it's what's within us. And the positive, like, incredibleness of courage and our potential to shape cognition. So I just want to say, we can lead, step up, stand out, speak up, stand tall, all the things. And I want to encourage you in the days ahead and in this week to be the active participant in your own cognitive journey. Look at your tear process. Choose one of those things. Listen to the whispers of self-doubt, confront them, reframe them, and watch the ripples of change happen, affect every facet of your life. People, you deserve to live wholeheartedly. You deserve to live with courage. Okay, so but it's challenging and it's rewarding and it's hard work and it's beautiful. So if you happen, sweet friends, to find value in today's episode, I would love if you could share it with friends, with family, anyone who you think might benefit. Every share, every conversation sparked, it matters to me. I believe that there is such collective power in talking about courage. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Here's to embracing our cognition, to paving our paths with intention, sweet friends, with heaps of courage and enduring courage. So until next time, have a great and courageous week, sweet friends. Stay brave and always lead with love. I love you all. See you soon. Bye.